Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from West Haven Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol WHN. And for everyone down in the US, you can find the symbol WTHVF. Chad and I are chatting with the CFO, Sean Pollard. Now, Sean, let's bring everybody up to speed on what is a significant drill program that the company has at the Shovel Nose property. Now, I've chatted with you and your team over the last number of years now, maybe even going back a decade, regarding your work at the Shovel Nose property. And even most recently, in the last couple of years, the company's made some very good progress in terms of understanding the asset that you are on and also generating some good drill results that have brought in a lot more interest into the company. I really want to focus on the drill program that you have for this year. It's going to be what could provide the key catalyst for the company. Sean, bring us up to date. First and foremost, how many meters is the company planning on drilling? And then we can get into some of the key targets, please.
Sure. Happy to. Thank you for your attention, really. We always appreciate the opportunity to talk about our company. We've been at this for 10 plus years now, and we went public on the Shovel Nose Gold property back in 2011. So either we're stubborn or tenacious, but it's starting to pay off. And as you point out, in late 2018, we made a very high-grade gold discovery on our Shovel Nose property in what is called the South Zone. That property started with a 17.77-meter interval of 24.5 grams gold. We followed it up 2 weeks later, 100-meter step out with nearly 46 meters of 9 grams gold. We've gone on to successfully drill up several hundred meters of strike length in this one tiny little area on the property. The property itself is 170 square kilometers. We're talking about a strike length here of several hundred meters. This year, we started in February with one drill. We currently have three drills turning on the property. We're targeting approximately 40,000 meters total this year. However, given recent exploration success outside of the South Zone, that will likely get pushed to 45, maybe 50,000 meters. Now, the first drill that started in February began on the South Zone with the goal of we're going to complete an inaugural maiden resource by the end of 2021. Realistically, we're targeting the beginning of December. There's been very few discoveries made in the last few years that are located off a major highway, 25-minute drive from a major city, power to property, and so on. So to give you an idea of the type of holes we've been drilling here, bonanza grades, you're looking at significant, say 76 meters of 3 grams, 45 meters of 5 grams, 22 meters of 2 grams. You're seeing more. More recently, what really got a lot of eyes on us was a half meter of nearly 600 grams, 41 meters of 8 grams, and so on. So the South Zone, we believe it'll underpin a certain valuation. Now, it's all of the sections, all of the drill holes are on our website. Should anybody want to do their own numbers and arrive at a number, then we're often asked, what do we think we have in the South Zone? We've heard anywhere, you know, 500,000 ounces, 1.5 million ounces. We're not going to give any numbers here. We'll let an independent third party produce that number for December. But then there's more than enough data for anyone out there should they want to calculate their own numbers. Now, what's really gotten interesting for us is we've made a new high-grade discovery. The South Zone is hosted in what we've called Vein Zone 1. Vein Zone 1 is in excess of 4 kilometers, right? So far we've traced a single vein zone for 4 kilometers. And you have to think of these vein zones sort of like a pearl necklace, and that not the entire length of the vein zone won't be mineralized, but you're going to have these high-grade pods along the vein zone. So we've got the South Zone, high-grade pod. On the other end, the northwest end of the vein zone, you have what was discovered last summer, the Franz zone, which sampled up to 50 grams on surface, and then we drilled it, and you got 10 meters of 15 grams underneath. And more recently, we made a discovery in between the Franz zone and the South Zone that's called the FMN zone. And what we've done just in the last few months really is, and this all really began back in May, we announced mid-May, hole 161. Now, 161 was nearly 16 meters of 9 grams gold. And this is at the furthest northwest portion of this particular area that we've drilled. We've now identified a corridor of approximately 500 meters here at the FMN that very well could be another south zone. And so the idea being is, what's the quickest way for West Haven to become, or the Shovel Nose, to host a multi-million ounce gold deposit? Well, we got to find more of these south zones. We got to find more of these pearls on a necklace. And this certainly looks, it's early days. We've got a drill turning there right now. It's very early days, but it's certainly looking like it has the potential to be another south zone here. And that's where we are right now. We have a drill on the south zone geared towards completing the resource. We have a drill on the FMN that's currently looking to, again, it's very early days. We're just figuring out what's going on at the FMN. And then we have another drill that's about 4 kilometers to the east of the FMN at a target called the Romeo. And this is an exploration target off the vein zone. And again, we're focused on exploration with two drills and the resource with one. The idea being that, again, as soon as we can put together a few of these quote-unquote south zone lookalikes, we're off to the races from a multi-million ounce potential perspective.
Yeah, Sean, there's no doubt there's kind of the string of pearl idea is playing out with the company. And as you've started to hit at the Fran zone, at the FMN zone, it's really started to move the eyes down that there's not just one vein, but multiple veins. Could you dig in a little bit deeper on what you're doing around the FMN and the Fran zone, and could there potentially be a way to connect those two together? And are they even the same vein is a question I have.
This is something that's really interesting for us, in that when we first discovered the higher grade intercepts in the vein zone one at the FMN. So you're 100% correct. As is typical with this style of mineralization, low sulfidation epithermal, if you have one vein, you'll have two. If you have two, you have three, and so on. We recently discovered a fourth vein zone at the FMN. Now, we've yet to have an opportunity to drill the fourth vein zone, specifically targeting the fourth vein zone. Right now, we've been targeting the first vein zone, which means we've basically, you let the drills run and you're intersecting the fourth vein zone at depth. Now, whether or not that's going to be equal to or better mineralized, gold mineralized in the first vein zone, we don't know yet. But what we do know is we are intersecting anomalous gold at depth. And given that our preferred elevation is about 200 meters higher than where we're intersecting the fourth vein zone, it bodes well for higher grade concentrations of gold when we do have an opportunity to test the fourth vein zone. With regards to connecting the Franz and the FMN, absolutely. We haven't had an opportunity to do that just yet. With only three drills on the property and no shortage of targets, the property is big, again, 170 square kilometers. We're going to be testing exploration targets for years and years and years. But right now, with one drill on the FMN, we'll likely look to close that gap at some point. Right now, we're focused on tightening the spacing between some of the sections, because right now the spacing in some areas is 100 meters. Right. So we, a lot of companies, when drilling a vein deposit, they'll do 5-10 meter step outs. We're drilling 100 meter step outs and hitting high grade in each hole. So, yeah, very early days at the FMN, very likely that we'll be able to connect the high grade veins that we're seeing at the FMN with the high grade veins on surface, the outcrop, et cetera, that we've seen at the Franz. And there's several hundred meters between these two zones. So if we can connect them, fantastic. But we don't even need to connect them to still be potentially looking at another south zone at the FMN. It's going to take drilling. We've got a drill there turning right now, and we like what we're seeing.
Yeah, very exciting to have more zones like the South Zone potentially show up. But the other thing you brought up is some of the regional drilling you're doing. You've got some drills over at Romeo, so why don't you walk us through what the goal is of the drill program there at one of these more regional targets?
Right. So what we've done since the discovery of the South Zone back in late 2018 is we've traced vein zone one now excess of 4 kilometers. So we have one vein zone that's in excess of 4 kilometers. We have a second vein zone that runs near parallel to the vein zone one. And we have a third vein zone, the Lear, that runs somewhat more north south. But regardless, they all appear to originate at or around the South Zone. We know that we're going to find more pearls in or around this area, but we're also on the hunt for other vein zones. And for us to do that, we have to get off the main vein zones here. And we have a drill currently turning at what we've dubbed the Romeo target. This target's approximately 4 kilometers to the east of the FMN, the gap target. And this target here originated, it was originally mapped as an outcrop, a perpetuated outcrop. There's also a large pathfinder signature there, arsenic, and there's also a high golden soils nearby. There's also a fantastic geophysical anomaly striking, it's a maglo northwest southeast. And we found that the veins on the property tend to run northwest southeast, about 330 azimuth. And so the Romeo target right now, we have a drill on there. There's 12 holes planned to test this target, and we've only just begun. So it's very early days at the Romeo too. And then if I'm not sure if your listeners have access to the presentation, but the current presentation on our website, slide number 14, has several other of our current exploration targets that are off vein zone 1, 2, or 3. And again, just given the style of mineralization, we're expecting to find many more of these vein zones, swarms on the property.
Okay, well, I'm going to post that slide 14 so everyone can see the different targets and the extent of the drilling that has stretched through these vein zones. Quick comment regarding cash in the bank. Where does the company stand? I know you just completed a bought deal financing, but where do you stand in terms of cash in the bank, and how long will that last for the company?
Yes, we did just complete a $15 million bought deal financing that was led by Raymond James. Of that $15 million, nearly 90% was done by 5 resource-specific or focused precious metals funds, and those funds were happy to pay 70 cents a unit just a few months back. And this was before the high-grade discovery at the FMN really started to flesh its way out. Right now, we have working capital of approximately $9 million. This is inclusive of $2 million in exploration tax credit. So one of the benefits about being where we are is that the government's, for every hard dollar we spend, gives us 30 cents back. And this is to incentivize resource development. I mean, we're basically in mining country here. We've got open pits all around us. And I mean, you can see an open pit from Merritt City Center, which is where our ops are based. And something just with regards to Raymond James is they just came out with an outperform price target on us at $1.10 per share. And this is after their analyst Craig Stanley visited the property last year and has spent this year completing his analysis. So $9 million working cap, $1.10 price target. The $9 million will last us until, if we run 3 drills early next year, if we scale down to 1 as we typically do year end, it could last us to Q2. You know, it's just something else to touch upon is that doesn't sound like a lot of money. However, we're located off a highway. We're located near a city. You don't need fly camps. You don't need helicopters. I mean, people literally, you can't ask for a better location. Our exploration costs are more than 50% less than what people in the Golden Triangle would likely pay. And so when we raise money, that money goes a lot longer than a lot of our quote-unquote competitors in the space. So $9 million working capital lasts us for a very long time.
Okay. Well, Sean, I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll get those answered for you, and we will also follow up on the back of some more drill results. Sean, thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, chaps.